Okay, so we're here. I'm here with a language specialist this lunchtime. And it's the one, the only, Maxine A.L. Furniture. And you are an expert in language.
Apparently so, I've just been told.
I mean, we've done this before, and I think we're going to do it in a slightly different way, but I just find it fascinating that, you know, very recently having a conversation with a youngster and telling him about Gordon Ramsay and how he would turn the air blue, and they had no idea what I meant by turning the air blue. We would say that, you know, our mums and dads would have said that to us, and we've heard them say it, you know, a few
numerous times.
And other sayings as well. And you think, well, actually, we grew up with it, so we just, you know, we kind of know what it means. But, you know, this new generation that obviously we're saying these things to, they ain't got a clue. You know, they really don't have a clue. They're picturing turning the air blue, having a really long paintbrush. So, you know, painting it blue, and you just think, well, how strange is that? And then when you analyse it, you just think, well, actually, it's no wonder, because the language that we're using is just, it's strange, isn't
it? Double Dutch.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, there's, when we were at school, we would have struggled with, one of the first things we'd have probably learned is there's three twos, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. There's the two to you.
To me. Yes.
Then there's the two of us.
Yeah, as in number.
As in number. TWO, obviously. And then, I told you, language expert. And then there's the. And you too.
Yes, stop pointing.
You too.
Yes.
So, you know, it's fascinating. And then you've got the theirs.
There.
There and there. And there's three ways, obviously.
Yeah.
That's go on in. How's that one spelled?
THERE.
That's it. Yeah. Well done.
You didn't think I'd get that. There.
So I just think it's fascinating. I really do. I think it's fascinating how we. So I didn't like the way you pointed at me and shouted, witch. I'd probably be a wizard. You'd be the witch.
As in witch. And a witch.
Ah, witch. Yeah, but they're obviously said the same.
Yeah.
But spelt differently.
Mm.
See, that's. I mean, let's say there's so many. Mm. And you look at anything. We mentioned this off air last week. We may have touched on air about, nails.
Yeah.
Right. RIGHT
and
turning right and being right
and Isle of Wight
and Isle of Wight, which is said the same, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you know, just okay. Let's see if we can say this differently. Right and white.
White.
Yeah, there is a difference there.
Yeah, there is.
You're gonna have a problem with your R's if you make us.
Hasn't got a root in
so,
it.
So, but right and left. And left is what's left.
And turn left.
You haven't left me much. And turn left.
Yeah.
So there are so many.
Give me another one then.
And it's okay. What about address?
Oh, as in, so you've got the thing saying where you live, or you've got address. Is that what you mean?
No. No, but I see where you're coming from on that.
That's not that foolish, is it?
That's genius, that is. For you, that's genius. Believe me. No, you address somebody, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You address, not a dress. See, I knew you'd be perfect for this. There's so many. Bank.
Oh, the river bank.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it could be, yeah.
Or you go to the bank.
Yeah, or you bank up something, or something's banked up.
Never heard of it.
No?
Nope. I've heard of riverbank.
Just say, for instance, it's a speedway term. There's as you go round certain bends, they bank up, they chuck a load of shingle down, and it's banked up a little bit higher.
No, I don't go to speedway.
Okay.
Don't know that one.
But it's not just a speedway term. It's like,
No, I never heard of it.
Like I say, riverbank. Okay, we go back to. Yeah, that's right, Maxine.
Alongside the riverbank.
Bat.
Yes. bat.
Well, go on, then.
To bat, the ball.
Yeah.
And a bat.
And a bat.
The animal.
Yeah. And a mother-in-law.
What, a bat?
Yeah, a bat. Well, that's an old bat.
That's an old bat.
Yeah, to bat, bat and ball.
Bat
as in, bat you away.
Going into bat.
Going into bat, yeah. Okay.
I've got it.
And we're mixing these with the sayings that we use, like butter up.
Yes.
So it's no wonder, you know, we can't have a conversation with youngsters without them questioning, ew, what did you say?
Ah, what about Bob's your uncle and Fanny's your aunt?
Bob your uncle. See, it means nothing. It's gobbledygook, isn't it?
Well, apparently it means that something will be successful, equivalent to...
A what?
Of...
Equiv what?
What? Equivalent.
What did you say, him?
Equivalent.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Of, to, of, and...
I thought there was just another way of saying equivalent. I thought you'd come up with another ingenious one as well.
As the French say, et voilà.
Yeah, voilà, yeah.
Et
yeah.
Voilà.
As the French would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
when they're walking down the riverbank.
I put this on Facebook yesterday, and it kind of it came to a shuddering halt, because, you know, I thought it was quite an interesting subject, and it is, believe me, it is. And I say the question we asked, we just said, look, I recently had a conversation with a teenager. I was telling him about Gordon Ramsay, who during his show would turn the air blue. He looks at me as if I was mad. He, you know, didn't have a clue what it meant. He asked, did he have a paintbrush and a tin of blue paint? It made me think, well, actually, it doesn't make sense. It's no wonder teenagers don't understand this. We talk absolute nonsense sometimes. How many more sayings can you think of with that meaning? And Maggie sent us a message, and it says, paint the town red. In the same vein, there's another one.
In the same vein.
See, we're going to stumble upon so many. We've written down loads, but we're going to stumble upon so many. In the same vein.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. I'm just thinking of my arm with a vein, and in the same vein. So
and
vein,
being vain.
And being vain. So again, what did you mean by
you're
that?
You're so vain.
And Tony J then pipes up with, and this is what I thought, well, that's the end of that post. No one will want to post after that. He says, well, it does have a meaning, of course, in the air being what we see, but more importantly in this context here, and blue meaning the colourful language, as in turning the air blue, and blue heralding from blimey years and years and years ago when the harlots stroke prozzies were blue. I think that's where the connection lies. I think, contrary to a moral code, if you like, a bit like blue movies. See, there's another one. Not that I've ever seen one, of course. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
And I think, okay, I hear what you're saying, but you've taken this a little bit too literally.
I was going to say.
You know, you've gone a bit OTT. But then he comes back and says, but you're right, youngsters won't understand old people's idioms. I didn't understand him. Just as I'm sure the oldies wouldn't get half of theirs. No, you're absolutely right. But the point is that these have been around for years, and all of a sudden...
It's, will they fade?
I think they are.
That's what I'm saying.
Jack is 18 this year?
January.
18 in January. Mm. And Jill is...
Who?
Jack and Jill. Harry is... How old is Harold?
He's not Harold.
28.
12.
He's not a Harold.
No, he's Harry.
See, that would be so much cooler if he was a Harold.
Why?
It just would.
No, he's Harry.
All right, so he's...
Harold.
He's little Harold. No, since Steptoe. Well, it's your fault you named him that.
Harry.
So, I mean, if you were to say things like... We've already mentioned, in the same vein, butter me up, paint the air blue, or paint the town red, turn the air blue. Would they know what you meant?
No, they wouldn't know that, but they'd understand what nosy Parker was.
A nosy Parker?
Yeah, well, who's Parker?
Well, the only Parker I know is
a pen.
A Parker is a coat as well.
And Parker is a mod's coat.
Yeah.
But you nosy Parker. Yeah, they'd understand that.
Yeah, you nosy Parker.
Yeah.
But then the nosy bit kind of gives it away, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Nosy. See, we used to say with nosy people, does Trunky want a bun?
Trunky?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Does Trunky want a bun? As in, like, you know, elephant, Trunky, do you want a bun?
Yeah. I like that.
So yeah. I just saw how to explain it.
I think
it.
They're probably, they might know cheapest chips.
Cheapest chips. How did that come out?
Yeah, they're not terribly cheap, to be honest.
Cheapest chips. So so automatically, you're thinking, hang on, chips, how much are they nowadays? Mm. Are you on £2.50? Portion of chips?
I bet they are.
Curry and chips? Nice.
Oh, love curry. Yeah. Oh, I want curry and chips now.
Well, you bring the chips. I've got some curry sauce at home.
No,
that I got
it now.
From the chilli house. We can't do it now. We're on air. How rude would that be? Whilst we're chomping on our chips. Okay, Tony J then comes back with bee's knees.
Bee's knees.
Because you wouldn't want bee's knees, would you? Because just imagine if you had bee's knees.
Well, they would be tiny.
They'd be horrible, wouldn't they? Wouldn't be able to hold you up, would they?
You're the bee's knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're the bee's knees. Yeah. James has been in touch. Blue is the old black. It's like...
fashion thing.
I think so. Blue is the old black. It's like 40... 50's the old 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People say that when they are that age.
Yeah. Have you got a load of these sayings? How many are you going to run out? Have you got enough to fill 45 minutes?
Well, a bit off more than you can chew.
Bit off more than you can chew.
I mean, how silly is it, really? Oh, you've bitten off more than you can chew.
See, that's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it? You've bitten off more than you can chew, but what does it mean?
It means...
You're doing too much. Doing too much?
No, it means bitten off more than you can chew.
Or eyes...
is it too much for you to handle.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, well,
taken too much on, too much to deal with.
Why are you frowning?
Am I?
Yeah.
I just realised I am.
Bit more important than you. Eyes bigger than your belly.
Eyes bigger than your belly. Yeah.
Eyes bigger than your belly.
Can't finish your din-dins.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything, does it? The language thing doesn't mean anything.
No, eyes bigger than your belly.
So let's just chuck in a few words. Book. Is it? I mean, simple words. That you think, right, okay, you chuck in. See, now you're looking at it.
Why
thinking,
is that different than book? Because you read a book.
You read a book and you would book something.
Course,
like
yeah.
Bookham Dano.
Yeah, old Bookham Dano, yeah.
Bookham Dano.
One of those favourite famous quotes, isn't it, from old Hawaii Five-O.
Yeah, Bookham. Yeah. Bookham Dano.
He had a good two-piece, didn't he, old Jack Law?
bark.
A dog barks and you have bark on a tree.
Yeah, correct, well done.
Yeah. Getting, the first one I got right.
You're getting the hang of this.
That's only taken 25 minutes.
There are so many. Back.
You have a back on your body and you've come back.
You have a back on your body. You have a backside.
Backside.
And you're back, like Arnie.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I wonder how confusing this is.
What, to me?
I was thinking of people that were learning the English
barking
language.
Barking up the wrong tree, you are.
You're I was thinking about people that were learning the English language, but you're having just as many problems as they have. So, see how confusing it can be.
Yes.
Really, really confusing.
How long have I lived in this country?
Yeah. Arms.
Arms, yeah.
See, that pause is Maxine thinking. That's what that is, arms.
You have arms.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You've got arms on your armchair.
And you've got arms on your armchair.
Haven't you?
And you've got arms...
That you carry.
And you... and you've got...
And what else?
And you've got arms that, you know, like...
Arms.
That people would do some dodgy deals with. Arms dealers.
Arms dealers?
Yeah, arms. That's people selling arms. That's not arms like the ones that you've got on your sofa and the ones you carry around.
I know.
The ones that, you know, that fire. Those kind of arms.
That's why I said carrying arms.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it was the gesture that you made with your arms that kind of made me think, well, don't mean
so
those
no,
kind of arms.
That is funny, yeah. But, so why... So I suppose arms on your armchair are called that because that's where you put your arms, is it?
Yeah, no, it's where you sell your guns, isn't it? That's what that's all about, isn't it? Okay. What about a this is spelt the same, obviously. Bow and bow.
Yes. That is...
Yeah? That's a bow and a bow. So you would
bow
in front of
the queen
and you
wear a bow.
And you wear a bow. Yeah, a bow tie.
A bow in your hair.
And Thai leads us on to Thai.
Thai, yes.
You don't know where you are with all this language.
What's going on here?
Do you? A Thai that you were, you know, obviously.
Do I pass this, get a diploma after 1 o'clock?
Oh, I think I should get a diploma. Bustia.
Bustia? No.
I was waiting for a gesture then.
No, Bustia.
Bustia. And we're struggling with that one. So if you can help us out with Bustia, 240666.
Bust. I can do bust.
Oh, no, you can. You go bust.
You go bust.
And you've got a bust.
I've got another one.
Have you?
Yeah. No, you can have a sculptor of a bust.
Yeah.
So that's three busts.
Three busts. And busted.
And you're McBusted.
Bustia. I'm not getting Bustia. I'm not getting that one.
Do you not wear bust? Isn't there a garment called a bust?
Yeah, there is, yeah. But this is Bustia we're talking about.
Sorry.
So Bustia is, yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know Bustia.
You can help us out with that one.
Can I do, and drink out of a can.
And drink out of a can, yeah. Cast.
When you're fishing.
Yeah.
Cast off.
Cast off.
To be cast in a play.
Yeah. And if you break your arm?
If you break your arm, you're in a plaster cast.
You're in a plaster cast, yeah.
Or plaster cast if you're common.
All right, okay. We've had some people get in touch. There is someone that Maxine can go and see. Joyce Salter said, Gertje Cowson. That's obviously a London thing, isn't it? Gertje Cowson. I've heard the Cowson before, and that's I've heard them say it on Steptoe & Son as well. The Apple of My Eye.
Yeah, the Apple of My Eye, yeah. On National Apple Day, yeah.
See, we'd know what that meant, but the youngsters wouldn't. And this is the whole point. They wouldn't understand. We'd be having a conversation, they wouldn't. Oh, you're the Apple of My Eye, you are.
They probably think it's a computer.
Very probably. Very probably. Tony J says, yeah, bee's knees. And blue is the old black. David Holmes says, laughed like a drain.
Laugh like a drain?
Laugh like a drain, yeah.
Oh, a train.
A drain.
Oh, a drain.
A drain. okay. Helen Woodford says, there's no skin. There's no skin off my nose.
Yeah.
No skin off my nose.
Hello.
So, sorry, are you saying that to a teenager? What would they actually think that means?
What does it mean?
There's no skin off my nose.
You're not bothered. It won't bother me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's no worries. It's no worries.
No worries.
It's no skin off my nose.
Mm.
What else have we got? Joyce says, cat's whiskers. You're the cat's whiskers.
Yeah, they say something else now, don't they? Talking about a donkey.
The badger's nadgers. cat's whiskers. We know what it means, but it doesn't make any sense.
The cat who got the cream.
The cat, yeah, the guy don't make any
you
sense
look like
at all,
the cat who got the cream.
Yeah. Up your pipe.
I don't know what that means.
No, I don't. Up your pipe.
I don't want to know.
right, okay, let's go back to some words as well.
Words.
And,
I'm good at words.
Check.
In the post. Yeah, well, that's one of the lies of the world.
That's not spelt this...
Oh, no.
I think there's only one meaning for that. Check. Check with a Q. Checks in a post.
Check. I love you and the other one.
Checks. Just check here. So you check something.
Yeah, you have check in material.
Yeah. So you're very good at this.
Check you out.
Check you out, yeah.
Mm.
What have we got? Chicken.
You're a chicken. You're yellow.
Yeah, thanks. And chicken.
And you eat chicken. And they have chicken as a pet.
Chip. Chicken as a pet. Sorry, backtrack. Chicken as a pet.
People keep chickens.
What was that? There was a story. There's an amazing story in the press in the last week or so where a kid got asked to. He got sent to the headmaster. Because he said, what's your favourite pet?
Uh-huh.
A chicken. Because I like KFC. And this kid was only about five. Apparently he got sent to...
He doesn't really understand, probably.
No, he just thinks chicken is his favourite pet.
Yeah.
Because...
Mind you, I do like a bit of KFC myself.
I love KFC.
My favourite takeaway, fast food. Anyway.
What else have we got here?
What about C and C?
C and C. How are you spelling that?
C. S-E-E.
Yeah.
And C. S-E-A.
S-E-A. C and C. And C.
Solent.
Okay, yeah, no, that's
See,
when you think about it, we don't have any problems with our language, but we do have, you know, do you ever
perhaps that's why we're not, some of us aren't very good spellers.
Maybe, because there's so many
we write it as we hear it.
Are you surprised the amount of words that actually mean different things?
Yeah, to be honest, if you actually sit down and think about it.
I mean, you know,
because we just go about doing it, don't we, without...
Exactly, because we know it. I mean, you know, how many times have you said something in French or something and they say, oh, no, you shouldn't say it like that or something, or it's a feminine word or it's a masculine word or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I hated that.
And you think, how complicated is that? But when you look at our own language, for anybody coming in and learning our language...
They say it's one of the hardest, or the hardest.
Yeah, because there's all these words that are spelt the same that mean totally different things. Where do we get to? A cave. Not sure about that one.
No, cave.
How many means?
Oh, to cave in.
Cave in?
To give in.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See, they're all there.
I did get English O-level, you know.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That don't surprise me at all.
Don't.
Yeah, no, don't surprise me at all. O-level was in zero. It was in... See, there's another one. How many times do you get on the phone and you say... They say, what's your telephone
number?
Yes,
go on, say it.
And you say O.
Yeah, and not zero.
And not zero.
Yeah, O as in orange, the letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we must all do it.
And yet it is zero.
It is
It's
zero.
Not O, it is a zero.
So what makes us say that?
I don't know.
So we're like a robot.
Easy?
It's been programmed.
Is it easy? Because I found myself last week, I was phoning, I forget who I had to phone, I had to give them my number, and I started off, or an account number or something,
yeah.
And there was a couple of noughts in it.
Noughts.
Okay,
yeah.
And so what do we say? Nought, zero, whatever. And yeah. Anyway, I'm doing the zero, zero thing, and then when I get to my phone number, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your mobile number? It's
07... blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, but why do we do that? Because we do, don't we? Accounts,
yeah.
Account numbers, got two zeros in, 00, but then we use the term 07.
I have to take a lot of mobile phones at work, phone numbers, and I always say it, and I say... What did I just say, mobile phone numbers?
No, you have to take a load of numbers, right? I was just going to say, yeah, I know, we've heard about you.
But I always start it for them by saying, like you said, 07.
07, yeah.
I'm not saying 07.
But you should.
So if I start saying that's at work, I wonder if my other colleagues will hear me say it and go, why do you say 07? So everyone says 07.
But we kind of contradict ourselves, because later on in the conversation we may give out a different number and say zero, won't we?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. We just do it. But it's not O, it's zero, or I'm guessing it's naught, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Naught, 7. That
doesn't
sound right,
does it?
No, doesn't.
But 07.
It doesn't sound right because we've never said it in the correct way before.
Yeah.
So that's why we're stuck in a rut with us. How everyone says it.
Now, there's a lady that's just walked in. She's out in reception. She's going to be here doing the show between 1 and 4. Kim Philby and the ladies will be here. And when she passed on her telephone number a couple of weeks ago, she used the term cell phone.
Oh, isn't that old hat now?
No, it's not old hat. It's American, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course it is. That's what I meant.
So, but we all use that. We all use that thing. Don't we all say those things, and for some reason we don't use the term zero often enough. That's what it is, and we use the term O instead of.
And the other thing we say is we just say, "Have you got your mobile number?" We don't say, "Have you got your mobile telephone number?"
No, we don't.
See?
Or we certainly don't say, "What's your cell phone number?" Do we? What, you're selling it?
Yeah.
Obviously, sell, that's another one of those words that it can be, because it's the way that it's spelled, C-E-L-L.
Or what's the other person?
I'm waiting for you, go on, tell me.
Hang on,
you got the O-level in English. I didn't.
Well, actually, it was CSC grade 1, equivalent to O-level.
Ah,
but
right.
I blagged my way and told everybody it was O-level.
Flashed a bit of leg.
Yeah. Cell.
Cell as in...
Oh, cell as in your body.
Yeah, cells, yeah.
Cells.
Yeah, blood cells.
Blood cells.
What's it cells?
And it sells.
It sells as well. I need to lay down. Here's another one.
Go on.
Clear.
To clear things away, and it is clear.
And it is clear, yeah. And close. Yeah, close.
Close.
Close and close. Close and close.
Close.
Okay, club.
Go to the nightclub. To club.
You can
go
clubbing. Club somebody.
Yeah.
You know.
Old Fred Flintstone way.
Golf club.
Golf club.
Yeah.
Club biscuit.
Club biscuit. It's a biscuit as well, yeah. I bet they hadn't have thought of that one.
Join our club.
Have we got any more sayings? Those old songs.
Pop one's clogs.
Pop one's clogs.
Pop one's clogs.
See, you would think, how did that come about then?
How did that come about?
Have
you
got the answers there?
No. Well, pop it's a euphemism, clogs. Apparently, for dying, which we know.
Yeah.
No one knew he was going to pop his clogs.
But when you think about it, you automatically, when you analyse it now, we all know what it means because we grew up in that era. We think, oh, he's popped his clogs. Oh, or he's brown bread. But
that's more like
Cockney rhyming slang. Yeah, absolutely. But you think, okay, popped your clogs.
How did that come about?
Is that Dutch?
I think, I had a pair of ones. Oh, God, yeah. Red ones. Anyway, I was only about 12. one's clogs.
Pop one's clogs.
Sounds really funny and weird.
And Dutch.
And Dutch.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we should look it up in a mug.
Pop one's clogs. He's popped one clogs.
Shall we just look at it? One's clogs or pop?
Pop one's clogs.
Pop one's
clogs. If you say it a few clogs. Times, it's one of those things that sounds funny. Pop one's clogs.
Is it double G? No, 1G.
I think it's 1G, isn't
all right, it? 1G. There you go. Worldwide pop one's clogs.
It's okay. Not a funny thing, really. I don't know why we're laughing.
To die or cease to live. Yeah, we know that. But where does it
come from?
That's what we want to know.
Let's put it that in.
Because it is... All right. To pop one's clog means to die or cease to live. We know that. And it's an informal British idiom that has been around for 50 years or so.
Ooh.
Maybe longer, since idioms like these are not written down for a while. The confusion comes as to where the phrase comes from. It was made popular by DJs in the 1970s.
Really?
However, the common origin story dates back much further. To work in a factory, one had to wear clogs to protect his or her feet. It was also common in those days to pawn things to to help tide
Move
you
on.
Over for the see that, just
that's
hold fascinating. That thought.
Yeah, hang
pawn,
on.
Pawn and pawn, right?
Yeah,
hold that
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
we'll
on
we carry on. To work in a factory, you had to wear clogs. And another word for pawn was pop. Then there is a stretch made in the story. If you were going to die, you wouldn't need your clogs anymore, so you would pop them.
Oh.
Though if you were going to die, why would you need more money? Another version of the tale was that the original phrase was to cock your clogs. When someone died in the factory, their clogs would be cooked as they lay on the floor
dead.
Oh,
this is a bit of a rigmarole.
It is, isn't it?
Rigmarole. I like that word.
We're stumbling
I
upon
like
all
this
of
word,
these.
Rigmarole. I want to know which DJs made it famous in the 70s. Pop your clogs. Pop ones. No, I don't want to know. Change my mind.
As you can probably tell, no one really knows where the phrase come from, but people sure do like to guess. Okay, it was only when Sven popped his clogs in early 1014 that Ethelred made his way back, and within 2 years he was dead and buried at our next location. This is in the Huffington Post. Once Cookie Grey gone pops her clogs, I'll go to pieces. I'm not sure whether to get another puppy, which might outlive us, or rescue an older dog. These are all examples, apparently, but no one knows.
To pop one's clogs.
See, I think it's Dutch. They say it's an old workhouse thing, but I think it's Dutch. It's got to be.
Oh,
isn't it?
Perhaps it's from a workhouse in Dutch. I mean,
double
not in Dutch.
Dutch.
In Netherlands.
Double Dutch.
Yeah.
Which is something you speak quite often.
I'm fluent. I'm bilingual.
Yeah,
did you know?
I've heard the rumours, and now I know they're true.
All true.
Deer.
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 As in expensive or the animal.
Yeah, or...
Oh,
start
oh dear, oh, you, my dear.
Yeah, start...
A letter.
Or an old deer.
Oh, yeah, old deer. You.
And there's current.
As in now and as in fruit.
That's spelt slightly differently.
Is it?
I think so.
C-U-R-R-E-N-T?
Yeah, I think so. Is it...
Oh, is it A-N-T?
Yeah, I think so.
But it, you can give
it's
me
current,
a bit...
It's current and there's a current in the tide, isn't there? There's a current in the sea.
In the tide?
Yeah.
But there... I think, you know, I can slip that
we'll
current
give you that
in there.
One. Yeah, we'll give you
give
that
me that one.
One,
thank you.
All right, if it makes you feel better.
Thank you very much.
Deck?
Deck of cards?
Yeah.
I don't know. On the deck, on the cruiser?
Yeah.
To deck someone. Yeah.
I think that's about it. Down?
Down.
Yeah, down.
Down my street.
Yeah.
Down, to down something, to drink it, quick.
Yeah.
I'm going down the ladder.
Glad you said ladder. let's move on. What about...
Shares going down, things like that.
Shares going down, yeah.
But Cher, as in the singer.
Not again. For goodness sake, woman.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Cher's here to see you. Oh, God. What about duck?
Duck.
Dare I say duck.
Duck. Duck.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back with some more in a mo. All right.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
www.vexisradio.com.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
White Fire can supply all your fire equipment as well as carry out all required servicing to keep your business, hotel or guest house safe. We offer fire extinguishers, fire alarms, emergency lighting, a full range of fire and safety signs, fire blankets, smoke detectors and much more. We are the largest fire safety specialist on the Isle of Wight. We offer 24-hour island-wide coverage. Contact us on 01983 407 155 or visit us at www.whitefibre.co.uk. White Fire and Security. We pride ourselves in providing a quality service to all of our customers.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Willison from Cowes.
The best thing about White Fibre is their speed of response. And you're actually talking to a human being who you know is local. It's not transferred over to India or Scotland. It's a local person.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
Origins Theatre's new production presents Charles Dickens' Storyteller. We bring Charles Dickens back to life with a lookalike actor in period costume, reading extracts from his books, just as he used to do. It's the perfect addition to any event. A festival, a fete, a corporate event, a specially themed dinner at a pub or hotel. Find out more and book Charles Dickens for your event. Go to originstheatre.uk. That's www.originstheatre.uk.
Hi, I'm Maggie Curry, established freelance coach. My work impacts lives and is a catalyst for life-changing experiences. I work with clients to encourage them to step out of their comfort zone, rediscover passions and be themselves. Calm and in control of my own life, I have more than a decade's experience in coaching and will help you build the foundations for your future. Get in touch today to find out how my inspirational coaching can transform first you and then your life. Contact me via my website, www.maggiecurry.co.uk, or through the Vectis Radio website.
Hi, this is Debs, dishing up a whole menu of subjects and nibbly bits.
Hi, I'm Liz. You can listen to us between 1 and 4 some Thursdays. I'm not here every time. I'm the Enigma, the truthful estate agent. Watch this space.
Sofa chat, music, madness, mayhem. Join Ladies Late Lunch on Thursday, 1 till 4. See you soon.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
OK, welcome back then to part two of today's Lunchtime Social Debate. We are talking...
With the language specialist.
Yeah, back with the number one language specialist in Europe. We're basically just analysing the things that we may say to our kids, and the reason why they don't understand us is because it don't make any sense. I mean, I'm just looking at... They've got skeletons in their closet. We know what it means, but you just imagine if you're a youngster...
they've been up to things in the past.
Yeah. But you say that to a youngster, they wouldn't have a clue, would they? They wouldn't have a clue what that meant. You can lead a horse to water,
yeah,
but can you make him drink?
But you can't make it drink, yeah.
Again, I mean, not much common sense there at all. I mean, you know what it means.
Yeah, I know.
But it just doesn't mean anything because of the language that we use. And as I say, we've already highlighted that there are literally hundreds of words that are spelt the same but are said differently and have different meanings. So you've got the same words that are actually... I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if we said them the same but they had the same meanings, but in some cases we actually spell them exactly the same but we say them differently. And yet someone wasn't quite so lazy when they did the twos, because there's three twos.
Three.
And there's theirs.
Three twos.
There's lots of theirs as
four
well.
Four candles.
Four candles as well. I once was blind, but now I see.
You've had your eyes opened.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
To something.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
You heard it here first.
You just imagine saying to your Jack, I've heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Would he understand that? Would he get that one?
I don't know. He'd get, you're taking the mickey.
Right.
He'd get that, and he'd get, you're at a loose end.
What about this one? Hand over fist. You're losing money, hand over fist.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's got a little picture of it here.
Is that a little hand and a fist?
With a hand and a fist.
Oh.
You think, right, okay. The phrase generally refers to making a ton of money, but what does it mean? Are you taking money with one hand and...
giving it away with the other.
Exactly. Because it just doesn't make sense, does it? It really doesn't make sense. There's no logic to it whatsoever. So, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
In other words, shut up and put up.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Needless to say.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those sayings that I can't stand. Needless to say. And the other one is, just to clarify. Certain person needs to say that all the time.
The face on it.
Yes, just to clarify.
It was needless to say, you wouldn't say it. The phrase that cancels itself out. It's like celebrating your first successful full week on a diet, dipping an almond joy in a milkshake. That's how they describe it. You know, needless to say, it means nothing. It's complete tosh, isn't it?
Yeah, and that went down a treat.
The grass is always greener on the other side.
We think.
Well, that's another one that... And this one, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right, explain that one.
I've got to explain it.
Yes.
You're the one with the GCSEs, Rodney. A bird isn't worth any more or less than any other bird, no matter its relation to bushes, ever since the Federal Reserve devalued the bird currency during the Carter administration.
Sorry, I don't want to know. I don't understand it.
Oh, you didn't know that before 1974, the United States used birds as currency. You must not have been paying attention or taking drugs in history class like I was, says Mike.
Really?
Okay.
As I said, I don't understand that at all.
Okay, well, there's loads of these other words that we've used. Have you got any more on your side?
What words?
Yeah.
Did we do tear?
Tear? No, we didn't. We did it off air. But tear,
yeah, and tear.
And tear.
Yeah,
exactly the same.
Spelt the same, yeah. To tear something or to shed a tear.
So when
to shed in the garden.
Yeah.
To shed a tear.
Shed a tear, shed.
Same spelling.
We found another one because that's not on the list here.
What is?
Of all these words. Apparently there's 141 of these words.
In the English language?
Yeah, but we've just found another one. Shed. Tears on it.
Shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stall.
You have got a shed, haven't you? Yeah.
I have got a shed, yeah. It's a
man's
shed.
It wasn't quite the one you wanted, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was a metal one.
Yes, it was.
My wife wanted a metal one because it was cheaper
but
than the
one. But it's a man's
one.
Shed. You should have got your own way.
Yeah, and I've got somewhere else to
do
live.
Do you sit in it?
I do occasionally.
What,
I do.
7 days a week for 3 hours?
Have a night time, yes. What else have we got? Serve.
Serve.
Yeah.
To serve your country.
And to serve a ball.
And to serve a person with food.
Yeah.
A waiter.
And who's this on the other end of the line?
Oh, hi.
Who's that?
Who's that then?
It's me, Keith.
Ron?
Keith.
Keith. How are you, Keith? You all right?
Sorry, mate. You got a bad line?
Yeah, it's a really bad line.
I do apologise.
That's all right.
Your bird in the hand.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with the Yanks.
Oh.
Right, okay. The Americans.
Well, there you go, look, Yank.
There's
another one.
There you go. Stop yanking around.
Stop yanking me about.
All right.
A bird in the hand means, it's better than having two in a bush, means that you're close up and personal. You have a bird in your hand that you've actually got in your hand, not just looking at in a bush.
Right, okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Mind you, that's not difficult.
it's better to have a bird in your hand than look at two in the bush.
Yeah, no, I get that now.
Oh, I get that. I get that, Keith. I do.
It's got nothing to do with George Bush.
Yeah, nothing at all to do with George Bush.
What a bunch of yankers.
Right. He said, okay, thanks for your call. It's loads of stuff here that we could do. We kind of run out of time. We've only about 12 minutes left, but there's a wave.
Yeah.
Wave
in the sea, waving at somebody.
Yeah.
To wave at somebody.
Yeah. Watch.
Yeah, we wear one or we go out or we're on the watch.
Or we're on the... We watch TV.
Watch TV.
You don't have to go out and watch, but, you know. You got a well.
A wow.
A well.
A wow.
A well.
Oh.
Yeah. You just had three different meanings. Okay, so you got a well.
A well.
Okay. So
a well.
A well.
You're well. Are you well?
Are you well? And you've got a well.
You've fallen down a well.
Yeah. And there's
a
whale.
Oh, I'm welling up.
Welling up, yeah. And there's a whale, but obviously...
Whale?
Yeah. A whale. Don't look like that. They're those big things that live in the sea.
In the sea?
Yeah.
What, in the CSEA or the CSEE?
Oh, crikey. Is it 1 o'clock yet?
We can always call it a day if you don't. Go early.
Wind. This is an interesting one.
Wind.
Wind. And is wind spelt up the same, spelt the
yes,
same way?
Yes, it is. Exactly the same.
How is it spelled?
So you can blow off wind.
Right.
Wind. There's wind in the weather. Yeah.
Wind in the
weather.
I thought you said wind in the willows. So then,
and that
wind
famous
in the willows,
book.
Yeah.
What's another wind? Did you say it?
Yeah, there's a wind and wind.
Oh, spelt yes,
same,
that's
spelt
right.
Same way.
Wind up your watch.
Is it spelled the same way or is there an H in it?
No, it's the same.
It's the same
W-I-N-D.
Way. Wind. Yeah, okay. Well, there's two there. That's what else we've got? Sink.
Yeah, you're at the kitchen sink.
And you sink in
and you
mud.
Sink.
And a shower.
A shower of rain.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a shower. A baby shower.
And Arsenal play
baby
like
shower.
A shower.
What shower?
Arsenal play like a shower. That shower.
That shower.
No, I ain't watching that shower.
That shower.
Can't believe I paid 20 quid to watch the football and they lost last night, blooming shower. That's how you would use it.
What, you paid 20 quid?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. The wife did. What else have we got? A row. And a row.
Yeah. Having a row. You having a row.
A saw.
You saw, and I saw to saw.
Sort of saw to saw.
To saw.
A saw to saw. Your English exam must have been a right good one to read.
It's famous.
Seek.
Listen, let's put it this way. No one bothered to look at my papers. Didn't cheat off me.
No. Set.
Yeah. To set something in stone. No. To set something in... To set something.
Yeah, set something in stone and a set.
Set to set something up.
Yeah. I like it. You can't see this at home, listener, but every time you think of something like, you know, really clever to say, your body language is like off the scale, isn't it? It's like the excitement is just there for all to see, except for we're not seeing it through the radio.
Carl, here's one for you.
Go on.
Talking still about set.
Yeah.
Coldplay played a good set.
Coldplay played a good set.
Yeah, see?
See, you're all pleased with yourself now, aren't you? Yeah. What else
this
have we got?
This jelly hasn't set.
Yeah. Mm. I'm liking it. A match. Match.
Play a match of tennis. A match to light the candles. A football match.
Yeah.
A match made in heaven. I'm rocking and rolling now.
I feel a grade one pass coming on. What else have
I'm
we
gonna
got?
I'm going to get that diploma.
Object.
Object of desire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And And you object. I object to that.
A subject.
No. No, I object.
To that object.
You object.
Oh,
to
I
something.
Object. You object to something.
I object to what you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I object. You see, when you keep saying that word, it sounds funny again. Object.
Yeah. It would do to you, wouldn't it? order.
Yeah, we need a bit of order around here. Order. I'd like to order some food, please.
Okay, what would you like?
Big Mac and fries.
Park.
Yeah, you go to the park for a walk and you park your car and you park your bottom on the seat.
I'm just thinking, for all those people that home educate their children, you don't need to send them to school.
Just listen to this back.
Thursdays between 12 and 1, it's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
It really is.
It really is. Yeah. What have we got? Remote?
Yes, a remote place, and he passes the remote. The dobber, we call it in our house.
The what?
The dobber.
You call it the dobber?
Why
does he call it the dobber?
I don't know.
And do your kids understand the term dobber? Because a dobber to me
is a snitch.
He has a snitch.
I know,
yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
So a snitch is a dobber, and a dobber.
And dobber is a dobber.
How do we get that?
I don't know.
Rocket.
Yeah, I'm going to put a rocket up you.
Yeah. Okay, and.
Rocket goes off.
Yeah.
Rocket lolly.
Rocket lolly. Right. What about rose? A rosé. It's about the same way, isn't it?
No, it's got that little thingy.
Yeah, but we you know, there hasn't got a little thingy down here, is it? I'm going to click on it and see what happens. I'm going to click on the rose and see what happens.
What is that little thing, that friendship thing?
I haven't got a clue. From an old rose, from Latin rosa. Does it say, yeah, rosé, a shrub, a flower, rose plant, plant species. A round nozzle for a sprinkling can or hose, the base of a light socket. So there's all these different meanings.
What, rose means a light
socket? Yeah, rose, R-O-S-E, that's how it's spelled, and it's got all these different meanings. And you think, how complicated have they made this English language?
Mm.
Didn't they know that...
English rose...
Some hundred years later, that there was going to
be
a blonde bird originating from Leicester that was going to struggle with every single word that's duplicated or got a different meaning
or it's got
a different pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
I mean, it's going to drive her absolutely bonkers.
They pulled it off. Big time.
Jam.
Yeah. To jam.
To jam.
Yeah.
And that's how they got their name, The Jam.
Jamming.
Because they were jamming. Because jam. They were always jamming.
Strawberry jam.
The strawberry jam. You're in a jam.
Yeah, you're in a jam.
You're in a jam.
Yeah. Stuck in the traffic jam.
Okay.
Jammed
horn.
In.
Horn.
Horn, yep. Horn of plenty. Cream right. Horn.
Yeah, that's...
Horn on your car.
There
you go.
I'm glad you come up
French
with all the
horn.
The clean versions.
French horn.
Yeah.
Use your horn.
Key.
Ah, so what? Are we talking Q-U-A-E-Y or K-E-Y?
See, at times, they do amaze you because they think, right, okay, well, we got two things here,
yeah.
So we'll make two words. But somebody's just been lazy by thinking, oh, we can't think of another word or another way to spell it.
Yeah.
You know, you've got key, which obviously we're part of the key here, Q-U-A-Y, and there is a key, as in your key to open the door. And the key
you're going
to...
down to the key.
The key to our success.
Yeah.
And so
success,
on.
Yeah.
But they've come up with two different ways of spelling it, which is great. But when you think, right, okay, there's live and there's live, maybe they should have been not quite so blimmin' lazy all those hundreds of years ago, knowing full well that you were going to come along a few years later. Yeah. And maybe they should have live with the E, L-I-V-E, and live, double V, L-I-double-V, live.
And we are live.
Yeah, we are live. But that somebody should have
down
just made it.
Key.
Do you know what I mean? Just sort of just. Anyway, look, it's.
Are we finished?
We've finished. Thank you for being there.
One's popped, one's clogs.
Pardon?
One's popped, one's clogs.
One's come to the end of the show, and that was the longest hour that I've ever done with you.
Did it have you in stitches?
But it was a.
Or am I just mad as a hatter? And once in a blue moon,
I think you're mad
one
as
blows
a
one trumpet.
Right. Okay. On that note, thank you for being there.
Do you want me in next
fun.
Week or not?
Yes.
No. Yes.
I think I'm having a week off.